Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hello, this is GR and Brad with Purely Prophetic. We'd like to welcome you into the radio show, Blog Talk Radio, and thank you for joining us. Tonight we would like to talk about the power of agreement and the importance of what happens when you agree both with truth and with lies, and it can be either a curse or a blessing on your life. And that is by Kathy Pelton from Oregon. And so we're looking forward to talking about that. And then we're also looking forward for people to call in, and we will give prayer or dream interpretation or a vision or a prophetic word as the Lord leads. And we're going to start with Brad's prayer, priestly prayer, to cover the show. So what do you say, Brad?
Well, sounds good to me. All right, everyone who's listening, just prepare yourselves to receive a blessing from the Lord. Here we go. Yevarehet Adonai v'yeshmereka, Yeher Adonai panev eleka v'yehuneka, Yisa Adonai panev eleka v'yaseim leka shalom. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you like the sun and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Amen. Brad, that's so wonderful. What do you think?
I think it's wonderful, too. Now, I wish I could take credit for it and say that I wrote it, but I didn't.
Well, it's that blessing, in case anyone doesn't know, it's that blessing that the Jewish people give their family every Friday night. And they have been very successful in the world, 2% of the overall world's population, yet they have more Peace Prize awards, more Nobel Prize, more inventions, more wealth, and that is the favor of God on their lives because they honor God in the Old Testament with that prayer. So we thank God for that prayer, and I just like to pray the 1 Chronicles 4:10 prayer of Jabez and quote the scripture. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And God granted him that which he requested. So this is one of the prayers that are asking for more enlargement and wisdom and understanding and in territory and practical sense of land and territory and wealth, and that there'd be no shame or would cause no pain to have the enlargement in our area that's all around us, whether in our family, at all things for prospering and increasing. So I pray that over everyone that's listening or will listen to the archives in Jesus' name. So, Brad, why don't we get started? We'll invite the Holy Spirit here and kind of get started on this power of agreement.
Okay.
How about you doing it?
Do you want to invoke the Holy Spirit first, or?
Well, I can. I mean, I just want to invite him in, and let me just, what the heck is going on here? I got someone trying to call in. Well, Holy Spirit, Brad and I would like to welcome you to this radio show. We want to be moved by you tonight drink of you. Lead us into the, all the truth. Speak to you here from the throne and tell us what we need to say and what is yet to come. We choose to pray, Father God, to the Word of God, and we want it without limit. Teach us all things. Give us that resurrection power where what our words say brings light and life and cast out darkness and death. Testify to us about Jesus. Convict us of all sin and unrighteousness and the judgment yet to come. We want to live by the Spirit. Pour out on us, Holy Spirit, so that we can dream dreams and have visions and hear a word behind us and prophesy what is yet to come, because Jesus Christ is the Spirit of prophecy. We thank you, Father God, that there would be a prophetic anointing on this radio show tonight, that not only would it be prophetic, but as it's called, purely prophetic, it'd be a pure, clear word right from the throne that would edify, build up, and cause people to know you in a deeper, more meaningful way. We thank you, Father God, for your thoughts, your ways, your words, and your expressions poured out on this radio show. Let it go through all out the whole world. This Blog Talk Radio touches millions upon millions of people if they were to tune in and listen to this. So we thank you, Father God, that you're going to use this to reach the masses, and also the prayer cloths that we will be praying over and sending out as people have requested and people to request, even from this show, that there would be that they would just be a blessing and a sign, a point of contact for sign, wonders, and miracles, for spiritual encouragement and healings and deliverances, as well as provision and meeting the needs of the body of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So let's go.
All right, let's do this. Well, first of all, I just want to give a shout out and a great big God bless you to our sister Kathy Felton in Eugene, Oregon. We just thank God for you and for the giftings that he's put in your life and the anointing that he's placed upon you. And we thank you for being willing to share what the Lord has spoken to you, what he's imparted into your life. And we are releasing a sound tonight. That sound is the voice of God. We want Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, to roar tonight louder than we've heard him roar before. And we pray that his voice would just shatter the ceiling above us, and it would pierce the atmosphere. The limitations would be broken off right now. Every shackle would be opened. Every chain would be broken. Every fetter, every band would be broken off of lives tonight. And that we would truly understand the power of agreement. Kathy Felton, we bless you. All right. Here we go, folks. The power of agreement with lies and with truth. Agreement is a powerful tool in both earthly and heavenly matters. Agreement is the vehicle by which ideas become legally binding and differences are reconciled. If you look in the dictionary, agreement is defined this way. Agreement, definition one, harmony or accordance in opinion or feeling, a position or result of agreeing. Definition number two, a negotiated and typically legally binding arrangement between parties as to a course of action. Definition number three, the absence of incompatibility between two things, that is, consistency. The power of agreement has resulted in treaties that were signed, covenants that were made, and unions that were formed. And throughout the Bible, we read about agreements that resulted in treaties and covenants. Scripture is quite clear about how much God honors agreement between two parties. Even in Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 and 20, Jesus says, "Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." And we use this all the time when we pray. So we talk about it, but really we're looking, is our understanding there? So Lord, open the eyes of our understanding tonight. Agreement about your identity. If there is
Brad,
so much power...
Brad.
Yes. Yes.
Can I interject something there?
Absolutely.
I mean, especially on that Matthew 18, 19 to 20, my experience, like you say, we quote that all the time. If any two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done unto them by the Father in heaven. I have found that when you're in agreement with someone that you trust and that you know they have faith to believe with you and they're sincere, it makes a whole lot of difference other than someone that's just casual, knowing you or with you or the word just thrown out over, like over and out of the altar. When you actually line up with someone that you have a trusting and relationship with, that they're sincere about the relationship and friendship with you, there's another layer of agreement that's there. It's not just the word of God, but it actually is an active agreement that you can trust, and it's different. I've had both, and I really do like the one where you can actually trust the person when they're agreeing with you. You know, they'll take it and pray with it later, you know, for you. It'll be on their heart. They won't just, it's like a one-time wham-bam, I've said the scripture, and then they move on. So that's a point I just wanted to make. It's always kind of good to get somebody that you really trust that will really come in agreement with you and mean it.
Absolutely.
You know, and I also want to say that I see a 904 area code and a 4110 area code. We're going to do a little teaching tonight because the word always brings the presence of God in a form of signs and wonders and keeps us on course. Monday we didn't do, I mean, we tried to do some teaching. We didn't do any. We had so many calls. That was good as well. But we're just going to do a little teaching tonight, and we will get to you, so hang on, please. I just said that to make you aware that I've seen your phone number pop up.
All right. Let me see here. Let me just recap on this. Agreement about your identity. If there is so much power in the agreement between two people on earth, just think about how much power there is when you come into agreement with spiritual realm, whether with God or with the enemy. My husband and I spent many years doing foster care. Most of our foster kids were teenage boys who had been neglected, abused, and abandoned. As horrible as many of the events were in these boys' pasts, there was an even more tragic event that permeated their lives. The day they came into agreement with the voices of evil that pursued them is where their lives took the most tragic turns. On more than one occasion, when one of our boys had been triggered, that is, emotionally upset by a word or a deed, causing them to rage against their existence, I would put my arms around them and repeat over and over, "This is not who you are. This is not who you are." And somewhere deep inside, they knew that the message of being worthless wasn't true. Yet life had beaten them and that demonic message into the fabric of their identity. The enemy had used the events in their lives as proof of the lie. creating agreement between them and the demonic agenda that was being played out in their lives. One of the enemy's greatest strategies is to get one of God's amazing creations to agree with an identity that is different than the one that he gave to them. The enemy takes great pleasure in setting up scenarios that give proof to his lies. Demons love to hang out with hurting and disillusioned people to speak lies about their identity. Amen. Somebody needs to hear this tonight. If he can get them to agree with his lies, then power is released, creating legal authority to validate this lie as truth in their life. Let me say that last part again. If he, that is the enemy, can get them to agree with his lies, then power is released, creating legal authority to validate this lie as truth in their life.
Brad,
yes.
Let me just make a comment on that. That really would apply to every single thing that we doubt or with unbelief that's contrary to what the Word says. That's his strategy for every single thing, whether we don't have enough provision or we got a family issue or we don't have direction. Even not having direction, because the Lord said, I've sent the Holy Spirit that will give you direction, will tell you, you know, what path to take and will lead you and guide you into all truth. The enemy sets up stages in every single area, finds the weakness in every area, and perpetuates this whole thing. It's an identity crisis, that there's no way we can achieve it, or there's no way we can believe for it, or there's no way we can have it.
Right. And, you know, Gio, she said one thing here.
No, I was just going to say, and then, you know, if he doesn't get you on his own, he'll send people in your life to hurt you and disillusion you and cause you to feel less than. Say a word here or a word there. Whether they're Christians or non-Christians or family members or associates at work or people that we meet in the street or strangers, whatever, he will send somebody across your path that will give you some kind of hurting word or disillusioned image of yourself that you will take in. And it can stick with you for years, because I've had certain things that pop up, especially when I'm headed for a breakthrough. I'll have things that popped up when I was like 17, 18 years old. I'm saying, where in the heck did that come from? And that was something that was hurting and spoiled my identity or my, you know, my image, you know, cursed what God created. And it will pop up out of like nowhere. And we wonder why we get it. But this is his strategy. To speak lies into our lives to make us less than, and almost everything we believe positively for. So that's what I wanted to say.
Well, just real quickly, I wanted to point something out, GR. There's something that she said here that really resonated with me. Pardon me. I actually read it twice. If the devil can get someone to agree with his lies, then power is released, creating legal authority. Well, it makes me think about the woman with the issue of blood. That woman agreed in faith with Jesus. And when she touched him, when she fought through the crowd and touched him, he said, virtue or power has gone out from me. And that's when power was given to her and she was healed. And I think that's very interesting. It's really a wonderful example of what she's saying here, how the power of agreement works either way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's the battle. If you come into agreement with stuff that's contrary to God, that's the real battle of the mind. Because it sets up a stronghold. If you hang on to it too much, think on it too much, they might be right too much, you know, start saying those kind of things. It'll never work out. And most of us, if we haven't been in the Word and haven't had good teaching and good fellowship, choose the negative over the positive. Right?
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
look at our own, just look at your life, look at my, if I look at my own life, and that's what kind of threw me off. I mean, I've always focused. I remember seeing a teaching, you know, you can have 10 good things happen to you. I remember this being said all the time, even at work and even when I was in college and at school. You can have 10 good things, but one negative will wipe out all those 10 good things, because that's the thing you focus on. And look at our newspapers. They're all bad reports. You know, just hardly anything is good. It's 99%. You know, talking about, you know, the world, Chicken Little, the world's falling apart. And maybe 1 to 5% they do something good.
Yeah, and it really is what you choose to align yourself with and what you choose to believe.
Yeah. I mean, they had this guy that had received a gold medal yesterday. They did it on... I think it was on, no, it was today. It was today. He won a gold medal for throwing his body on a suicide bomber in Afghanistan and protecting a whole host of people. And he survived. He's got a bad leg, but he survived. And I am telling you, now that's a pretty negative experience. But he was,
yeah.
He had such a positive, I'm for others and not myself attitude, that he wanted the people that died, because out of all the people that were in that group, four people did die. He wanted their names mentioned and the family members there at the White House. And I mean, it was so moving. You just cried over such a wonderful, positive human being who'd been to hell and back. And we got people and young kids carrying on about a wrong word being said to them. And they're in agreement with the wrong words instead of they've making 90%, 99% of who they are on one single word and not on who God created them to be and all their possibility, all their destiny, all their positivity. All on one word, their whole life is like wiped out. And this guy threw his whole entire life and body on a man, blew up his leg, they were able to mend it back together, and the only thing he thought of was making sure the four guys that were killed were mentioned. That's the only thing he wanted. Didn't even want the gold, what do they call it, Medal of Honor. I mean, boy, if we could just get our arms around this.
Wow, yeah, this is powerful stuff. Well, let me see here. If the devil can get you to agree with his lies, then power is released, creating legal authority to validate this lie as truth in your life. Has this ever happened to you or perhaps someone you love? Have you ever come into agreement with a demonic voice that wanted to convince you that you weren't who God said you were? Have you spoken words like, oh, I'm so stupid, my life stinks, or even worse? Those are agreements with the enemy that release power and a basis for accusation and harassment. Breaking demonic agreements. There is good news if you have agreed with the enemy about your life or the life of someone else. you can break that agreement. It's not too late to change the course of your life and remove every legal right that this agreement has secured. You can go before the righteous judge and ask for forgiveness for this agreement, renounce the agreement, and break the power of the legal right, and then come into agreement with the truth and justice on your behalf and on behalf of others. The mercy seat of God is open to you. The blood of Jesus will both cleanse and renew you, and he purchased you with his own blood, and he's triumphed over every evil power and all accusations against you. The power of his spirit will set you free from any alliances you've made with lies against your destiny and your true identity. Isaiah 30 says that people are deceived into entering into an alliance with a plan of the enemy. God speaks about this in Isaiah 30. Because they hadn't asked his counsel, that they might know his truth. We say in verses 1 through 5, "Ah, stubborn children, declares the Lord, who carry out a plan, but not mine, and who make an alliance, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, who set out to go down to Egypt without asking for my direction, to take refuge in the protection of Pharaoh, and to seek shelter in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the protection of Pharaoh turn to your shame, and the shelter in the shadow of Egypt to your humiliation. For though his officials are at Zoan, and his envoys reach Hanes, everyone comes to shame through a people that cannot profit them, that brings neither help nor profit, but shame and disgrace." Then if we jump down to verse 18 and read of God's desire to intervene on their behalf, we see, "Therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him." Now, it's time to allow the Lord to be gracious to you and to restore you. His justice flows to those who make his truth the only agreement and alliance that they enter into. If you shut out the lies of the enemy and you receive the truth of God, the justice of God will flow to you freely. Agreeing with the truth. Isaiah 30 goes on to list the results you will see when you break the alliance with every demonic lie and come into agreement with his truth and his ways. In verses 23 through 26, it says, "And he will give rain for the seed with which you sow the ground, and bread, the produce of the ground, which will be rich and plenteous. In that day your livestock will graze in large pastures, and the oxen and the donkeys that work the ground will eat seasoned fodder, which has been winnowed with shovel and fork. And on every lofty mountain and every high hill, there will be brooks running with water in the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in that day when the Lord binds up the brokenness of his people and heals the wounds inflicted by his blow." The Lord says to us, "This is the way, walk in it." That's verse 21. Walk in truth. Agree with the truth. Speak the truth. Who does the Lord say you are? Who does he say the person standing next to you is? Agree with that identity, even if the enemy wants to give proof of the opposite in this visible world. It's time for us to agree with the truth of the unseen and bring it down to earth. There is power in agreement. And when you agree with the truth of the Lord, it releases the power of the Holy Spirit. You agree with the legal right of heaven to come to earth. Your kingdom come, your will be done. When you bring another into this agreement along with you, it releases even more power.
I love it.
Any comments?
You know, Brad, I just want to make a point there up on when you were reading about Isaiah 30:23-26, and it said, we'll graze in large pastures. You know, and the oxen and donkeys that work the ground will eat season fodder. But if you go down, it says, and on every lofty hill and every high hill, there will be brooks running with water in the day of the great slaughter when the towers fall. The Lord gave me this scripture when the Twin Towers fell in New York City, that was a judgment on America when that happened. And it even had it in here in the Bible. And it talks about when the towers fall, and how God, if we would walk into truth and walk in it, He would heal us and bind up our brokenness. But so far, since that happened, we had it for a while that we were in church and the world, United States was seeking God, and then it just fell aside, it fell away. But isn't that interesting that there is that, there was actually a scripture in there about the judgment of God with towers?
Yes. I wasn't even thinking about that. It is interesting.
Yeah, I was reading, I was praying when that all happened. And this is a scripture He gave me. I was shocked when I saw it, that it was right in there. So if we fall away from the truth of God, that's the judgment that we receive, because He's not trying to hurt us. He's trying to get us to our knees. So we walk in the truth. And really, America as a country at that time was, we kind of lost our identity. We were throwing God out of, we had thrown God out of schools. We were having, 55 million abortions. There was all kinds of stuff going on in our nation. So, wars. You know, people after us, our borders open. And then there was this, because they tried to do it when in the Twin Towers, they tried to do it in 1993, bring the towers down, but it failed.
Yeah.
It was just an interesting comment. I mean, we're reading this, and, you know, those people that went after those towers, you can believe with everything in us that they had an agreement for evil. Those 19 hijackers had an agreement for evil. That's how powerful it was.
Yeah. And you notice, not to take a rabbit trail here, but I just think it's interesting, talking about agreement. You go all the way back in the book of Genesis to the Tower of Babel. God Himself says nothing will be impossible for men if they're in unity. And that's when He scattered the languages. Well, when you're coming into agreement with something, you have to speak the same language. And that's really a lot of what this is talking about. And those hijackers that took those planes on 9/11, I'm pretty sure they spoke the same language, not just spiritually, but even literally.
Yeah.
So what comes out of our mouth?
Spiritually and everything.
Yeah, it's very important.
Mm.
So, let me see here. Yeah, see, look, the tower fell in the Bible. And things got scattered. These towers fell in the natural and back in 2000, pardon me, back in 2001. So it's definitely something that we need to perk up and listen to. We need to get a hold of this. Let's see here. Kathy finishes up with this. I encourage you today to break all alliances and agreements with lies and to enter into truth. You are amazing, you are brilliant, you are loved, and of a great value. Wait for the Lord, for he will restore all things as you come into agreement with his truth and walk in it. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a hope and a future." That's the word of the Lord from Kathy Pelton of Inscribed Ministries out in Eugene, Oregon. Thank you, Kathy Pelton.
You know, Brad, I would just like to pray. I would like to take her last part, and I would just like to pray that over. We have several listening, including you and I. And so I'm going to decree and declare that everyone that's listening to this radio show today, or even following days when they go on the archives, because several people go on the archives as well. So today we break all alliances and agreements with lies, and we enter into the truth and nothing but the truth of the living God.
Yes.
We declare that we are amazing, that we are brilliant for the Lord, because Isaiah 60 says that we will arise and shine and our light will burst forth and people will begin to see that brilliance of his presence on our lives because of the truth that we believe, that we are loved and of great value, and that we have a destiny and a purpose, and every place we go and every people we come in contact with at the time, because there's no coincidences with God, that they will see how amazing God has made us and how brilliant we are from his shining. We're going to wait on the Lord. He will restore all things to us. And we, all of us on this radio show, and those that will be listening, we're coming into agreement with this truth, and we're going to walk in it. And we're going to declare and decree over our lives that God has plans for us. That's his declaration. That's what he's declaring today. He has plans for our welfare, not for our evil. And he's going to give us a future and a hope, a blessed hope. Because he thinks we're of great value. He loves us, he adores us, and we give it right back to him in worship. We love him and we adore him, that he has given us the Word and the Holy Spirit that will guide us and direct us and make us something out of the devil trying to make us out to be nothing. So we thank you, Father God, for this Word. Let's seal it to our hearts. Let it change us. Let us believe bigger and greater and enlarge our understanding of who we are because of the great Creator, God Almighty. So thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. All right, Brad. So we got a couple here. We got a couple... We'll go with area code 904. Can we help you? Who's speaking?
Hello, this is Sarah. I was really just listening tonight. Oh, I need to keep the Word in my ear.
Okay, well, what did you think of the Word about getting into the power of agreement, getting into agreement?
I mean... You know, that's what the Bible says, so, you know, I thought it was good. And watching what we say, I mean, words are powerful.
That's for sure. Okay. Well, if we got a couple more, then I'll go and try to get to see if they have a need. If you're just listening, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Where are you from, Sarah?
Amen.
What?
I'm in Florida.
Florida. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. If you ever need any prayer or anything, just you know, let us know. Call back in.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I sure will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. God bless you.
Okay, area code 410. I believe this is Vivian.
Yes, it is Vivian. God bless you. That was, the teaching was awesome, and it was on point. And it goes with a part of what's going on in my life as far as the job, where, as you know, I work in the prison system, and when you try to make people accountable for their actions, they turn against you. So half of my supervision has turned against me, and they have said some things about me, that he used negative words, cuss words against me. And believe it or not, I have been my warden decided on another reason to put me back on day shift. But they're saying that they're the reason why I'm gone, and they're rejoicing that I had left, and they believe God answered their prayer. But I'm on the other end. I'm like, well, I kind of felt like the bad person, because even though I was doing right, but I was the one that was moved, because I wanted to go on. I was on another shift, and I say, wow, that kind of like made me felt like I was inadequate. I hear Brad was talking about we say things to us, and when we speak it out, it's not really good. We come in agreement on what the enemy is saying about us, and by us thinking about it and speaking about it, we come in agreement with it. So I thank God for the teaching, because that's awareness, because I was feeling that I'm on the bad end of what happened. And then most times you hear people complain about bad supervision on the job and how God had moved them, and I actually became that them who actually got moved. And I'm like, well, am I really that bad? You know, but all I was doing was just making people accountable. So I thank God for that refreshing word. I'm one to, and I just got to learn. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, Vivian, I wrote down here on my notes that I was going to send you a prayer, but I forgot to put what prayer I was going to send you. I was going to put it on. I was going to give it to you on, you know, through a message. I was going to write up a prayer. What was I writing a prayer up for you for?
Actually, I forgot. I do know, but I can't put my tongue on it.
Either. I got all kinds of notes here. Maybe, well, you did talk about your position. You said it was all well with your soul. Then I wrote right up
well,
here.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if we think about it. Is there, why don't, maybe we should pray for those people in your work area.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want that, or do you want a different specific?
No, we can pray for them as well, because the Bible teaches us to do that anyway.
Okay.
To pray for those who despitefully use you, to persecute you,
yeah,
who come up against you. Mm-hmm.
Let me just say, Brad, you have anything?
Actually, yeah. I was just reminded of Joseph while Vivian was talking. And, you know, Vivian, it occurs to me that Joseph, though he did everything right, he was punished. You know, when he tried to do things right by Potiphar, when his wife tried to come on to him and stuff like that,
mm-hmm,
the Bible says that he ran away. I mean, he got right out of there. He says, you know, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to sin against my master. And he runs out. And he ended up going to prison. But that was actually part of the path for him to get position as the prime minister. That was part of his path to the palace. Well, Vivian, you work in a prison. Okay. They're moving things around, but you know what? God may very well just be sifting you out of that situation and moving you up. This may be a chance for promotion in your life. I don't know what's going to happen exactly, but I would just say to you right now, be encouraged.
Amen. Thank you.
And
Amen.
Remember that though the people around you might mean something for your harm, for your evil, God means it for your good. And that through your circumstances, a whole people could end up being saved because of your yieldedness to God. And you're allowing him to work through the situation.
Yeah.
And just remember, as long as you are submitting yourself to God, when you resist the devil in prayer, he has to flee from you. First submit yourself to God, then resist the devil, and he will flee far from you. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Amen.
Every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn, because this
Amen.
Is the heritage of the children of the Lord. So, you know, you don't have to say it to their faces or anything, but when you pray, you just put that stuff down, and you keep speaking blessings out of your mouth.
Amen. I will. I'll keep that, continue to keep that in mind.
Well, you know, Vivian, I was having a Bible study on the book of Revelation not too long ago, about a month ago or so, and I had a situation where I had a couple people sitting across the table from me, and they were all like kind of confused and dealing with some demonic and whatever. And my spirit was getting really agitated. And so I did actually what Brad said. I asked them, told them I was in a bit of a funk, and I just needed to submit to God and resist the devil, and he would flee. And so I began praying in the spirit, asked him, I just needed to pray in the spirit. I needed to, you know, so that this thing that was whatever was going on. Well, when I began praying in the spirit and committing it to God and resisting the devil, it fled. One of the persons got up out of the table and ran out the door. We couldn't even find that person, and it was gone. That person for, what, Brad, an hour, 2 hours?
Yeah, they were gone over an hour, and they got up and literally they fled.
They fled. So when I confessed I was in a funk and I wasn't acting properly, you know, as a Christian, and so I just really wanted to pray and get things right, because I was real agitated, and if I was agitated, although I wasn't saying anything, they had said some things to me that agitated me in my spirit, but I kept quiet. But I knew it was very hard to teach a Bible study when you, you know, you're all agitated and everything's all messed up. So I just going to submit to God, resist the devil, and before I knew it, that person fled. And it actually left my house, left the spouse there, and walked home. So where this little textbook study of submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee, I mean, I actually experienced it. And Brad and the spouse went looking for that person, and that person was full of demons. It was really, the face was all twisted, and they had problems, legs operated on them, but that didn't stop them. They walked, I don't know, 5 miles before anybody found them.
5 miles.
Yes, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah. She was a few miles away, and when we found her, she was, she was manifesting. Just come right out and say
wow.
it. And so
when we submit to God, I mean, I've not really ever had a person flee like that when I acted, you know, really did what the Bible, I mean, really acted out. It was like textbook Christianity, you know, I confessed, submitted to God by confessing and saying, listen, I'm not acting right. I didn't look at anybody else. I looked at me and
mm-hmm.
the enemy, you know, began to pray in the spirit and that enemy fled. I mean, it left everything. It left everything.
Wow. Trying to
I've
get
never
away. Mm.
Isn't that amazing? So that's the power that you have. And I just thought with what's going on, the Lord had led me to a deliverance from corrupt companions prayer, which I wanted to pray over you. Because that is, you know, that's what the enemy does. He throws these corrupt, defiling people into our lives to cause us to think less of ourselves than what God thinks about us.
Right, it caused others to do that too as well. It will cause others to think less of you to come against you too, especially for those that's over top of you as far as supervision. And it's a scripture in Psalm 18 where it talks about the Lord to deliver you from your strong enemy. So those would be those that's over top of me. So when you had the people under you that's coming against you, which convinced the people over top of you, somebody out there over top of you, God would turn favor, which the God has shown already. He's showing me favor, and they're saying out their mouths, wow, everybody's saying she is, but I've come to find out she's not like that. She's pretty good. She's this and she's that, but it's like only because you're trying to do right and making people accountable. That's all it is.
I know, and they don't want it. They don't want it. So let me pray this deliverance from corrupt companions, and it's also the spirits behind them that run around in your workplace. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to open the eyes of Vivian's understanding that she might not be deceived by the influence of corrupt and deprived people. Thank you for causing her to come alive, awakening her that she might return to sober sense and her right mind, thinking like you think, which is the mind of Christ. Father, forgive her sins and she comes before you asking for mercy, mercy that triumphs over judgment. Thank you for drawing her to yourself with cords and bands of love, for leading her to repentance with your goodness, by examining and submitting her life to you. Then she will separate herself from contact with contaminating influences, cleanse herself from everything that would defile her spirit, soul, and body. In the name of Jesus, we bind her mind to the mind of Christ, that she might live and conduct herself honorably and becomingly without compromise, as she has, which caused all these problems. And live as in the open light of day, which is how she wants to walk her life out in her job. We loose her from the wrong thought patterns of any formal lifestyle that might have controlled or be a weak open door, weak link in any way that may set values inspired by the adversary who misleads us, want to really come alive in Christ. Vivian asks you to give her a willing heart that she be loyally subject, submissive to the governing authority, the civil authority, not resisting or setting herself up against them. She shall be obedient, prepared, and willing to do an upright and honorable work, which is the desire of her heart. She shall walk as a companion with wise men, and she will be wise. Vivian is pardoned through the name of Jesus. She confesses his name. She is victorious over the wicked one because she has come to know and recognize and be aware of her Father in heaven. as Vivian's mind is renewed by the word of God when she searches out a word, like Psalms 18, the word dwells and remains in her, and she dwells in the Son and the Father always. God's nature abides in Vivian. His principles of life remain permanently within her, and she cannot practice sinning or anything that comes against what you think about her, because she is born of God. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made Vivian free from any law of sin and death, and that sin of thinking you're less than what the God the Father created you from the foundations of the earth to be. Thank you, Father, for watching over your word to perform it in Vivian's life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you again for the teaching. I really enjoyed that teaching. I really did. From both of y'all, for how y'all expound on that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Vivian, for calling in. We just blessed, and we thank you. Have a good night.
All right. You too. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, Vivian. We love you.
Love you back. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, area code 803. I think we're talking to Jill.
Yes, how you doing?
Good. What's
good.
Up tonight?
I didn't hear you.
I said, well, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm just trying to figure out which direction to go.
Okay.
That's including ministry.
Okay. Now, are you working on that group home? Did you have some success the last couple of days?
My class, I'll be going to Columbia next Wednesday on the 18th.
Okay.
Then I'll get to ask a whole lot of questions because it's orientation for the children's home and for a daycare. So I'll get to ask questions then, but I want to do adult group home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Right, because it's something tied with your mother, is it? Is it your mother?
Yeah, my mother had a stroke. She's doing good. She's coming along.
Okay.
Yeah, she's coming along.
Now,
she's doing good.
All right, good.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just see, what state are you in? What's the state?
South Carolina.
I wondered when you said Columbia, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that South Carolina. Beautiful state.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Charleston, beautiful.
Yeah.
So let's, Brad, do you have anything? Jill, we had a couple toward the end. We had last Monday, we had Jill and we had a Renee.
Right.
And Cheryl, I think. And so we sort of, you guys were like toward the end and we were running out of time. So a little more time. And you're actually looking more for direction in business and that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Let me just say.
And answer your question, GR. I'm not getting anything at the moment, but I'm just over here listening, and I'm trying to put it on the screen.
Okay. You know what? How about I got this one little prayer that I just love.
Okay.
Especially when you're looking for kind of like employment, because that's kind of what you're trying to do. You're trying to get in the
right
and flow. So that it's perfect. And I have this little prayer. Let me get it. I just love it. Okay, here we go. Vivian now dissolves and put aside all negative limiting beliefs about where she will work and what kind of job is available to her. She will open up to all of God's possibility, for God has a perfect, satisfying, well-paying job and direction to manifest in her life. She is always in the right place at the right time with the right people, getting the right information and knowledge, for the Spirit of God directs her steps. We call for abundancy for Jill, and we know that she honors God with her capital and sufficiency, and we ask that she would press into a direction that would cause her to burst forth on all sides and be abundantly supplied so that she will be able to take care of her mother, that she will care for, get her adult group home, and that it'll be settled that she'll be able to help and minister the love of God to those in her care. Remove all hindrances, Father. We bind on earth. Your word says whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loose in heaven. Therefore, in the authority of the word, Father, we bind every force that set itself up against her financial prosperity and the direction of her life. We hereby declare all curses against her null and void and harmless. She is redeemed from any poverty or any curse of wrong direction or wasting time. She is free from oppression. We now lose the abundance of God and all that rightfully belongs to her from the foundations of the earth that you have assigned for her as her portion in the land of the living. Now that all comes to her under your beautiful, perfect grace in a perfect way, Jill, this day. And we thank you, Father God. We seal it. Holy Spirit, seal it. Direct her and guide her and nudge her. Give her a word behind her. Put a pillar or cloud in front of her and a fire cloud behind her. So she knows without a doubt that you are guiding and directing her paths, and she's going to do the perfect will because the time is short, Father God, and her ending has got to be better than her beginning, Father God, in your word, and that you will restore to her. I believe she even would like to consider marriage. Am I correct? Is that what was last week?
Yes.
And so, Father God, through aligning and assigning her to where she would go to have a group home or a daycare or whatever plan you have for her, Holy Spirit, also have her meet along that path the man that you have created for her to be with from the foundations of the earth. You know who it is, Father. You wish that two people, you say two people are better than one, and there's a perfect mate for Jill. So along these travels, let her come across a perfect mate for her in Jesus' name, one that will love her and care for her, nurture her, want to bless her, and that's what's foremost on his mind. Wash her over with the water of the word and be a good, godly, righteous man, compromise for nothing, but to just support a family unit together for the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Actually, I'm engaged, but thank you for the prayer. Amen.
Well, until you're married, all options are open, you know?
But I'm content. You're right.
You know, I'm not saying probably come on the phone and say, don't be saying that to her, I love her. Don't be saying that. Blessing, and Father God, if that is the right one, open that door wide and let it happen. And if that's not the right one, I got to do it. Close it wide, because marriage is for a long time.
That's
right. Lord tarries, it's for a long time. And so make sure it's the right one, Heavenly Father, that would nurture and care for and cause her no pain or no sorrow. That would be just nothing but the bliss of a union together where two are better than one. In Jesus' name.
Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Amen.
Brad, do you have anything yet? Or any? Well, you don't have to have anything, but I just offer it to you.
I don't have a word for you or anything like that.
Amen.
but I do have this. Something came to mind while GR was praying for you. I don't know if you've ever heard of a man by the name of George Mueller. Have you ever heard that name before?
I have not.
Okay, well, he was a missionary from Germany, and he went to England. This was back in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And originally, he was supposed to be like a church planter.
Okay.
But while he was there, things did not work out the way he thought they would, and he and his wife ended up opening their home to children.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up having one of the largest orphanages in England.
Wow.
And a lot of the folks who were in the government and in the upper class became upset because George Mueller and his wife over the years took so many of these kids who were from the streets,
mm-hmm.
taught them how to read and write, taught them that they were worth something, and they
right.
educated them, nurtured them to the point that they were doing better than a lot of the kids who had been given a private education and such.
Mm, amen.
He ended up, just did it all on faith and got several houses. They ended up having to build houses to house all the kids they had. I mean, we're talking, you know, thousands of children that went through their care over the years.
Mm.
And my point is this. He went there looking for one thing but got another. And he did something like you're talking about, caring for people. Now, you're not talking about an orphanage or anything like that, but still, it's to love and care for people.
Right.
And I want to tell you, that's a very precious thing. We're called to remember and to care for the widows and the orphans and those who are in prison and those who are shut-ins.
Amen.
We're called to remember them. And the Bible even says, is this not the fast that I have called you to, says the
mm-hmm.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're to share what we have with those who don't have. We're to care for those in need and to make sure they're taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we're doing. So I want to encourage you, and I would also encourage you to look up this man, George Mueller, a guy who came from nowhere. Nobody knew who he was, but now he is in the history books, not just in church history, but in the history of England, and was a very influential person because he gave love and support to these young kids.
Amen.
And nobody else wanted, and it changed the world. And I pray God's blessing on what you're doing, and I pray that God open the right doors and close the wrong ones.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And He will show you exactly where to go and when to go.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you have a daycare right now. Is that what I heard you say?
Well, I don't have a daycare right now. I do therapeutic foster care. I have a child that lives with me. I take in kids like with behavior problems, ADHD, and bipolar, and all this kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
and disabilities. But I also do hair part time at a rehabilitation center for elderly people.
Well, I would, I'm going to suggest something to you as Brad was talking to you. One of the things
mm-hmm.
Brad's father did to him before he went out to school or every day is he prayed. We have him pray the number 6, which is the priestly blessing. It's
mm-hmm.
a number 6. And Brad's father prayed that over him every day. And he, we're honoring his father as we do this radio show, and it really has blessed Brad's life. He's never forgotten it. In that thing, that prayer in number 6 changes people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a foster child that is struggling, if you begin to speak that word, now I would say, I just saw in the spirit, you praying that prayer over him and him acting up.
Mm-hmm.
But that is just a distraction. You're coming in agreement with God and you're praying over this child this Numbers prayer, number 6. I want to just get you the exact scripture.
Okay.
It will change his life. It'll change any child's life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It will actually even change, even if you had an adult home, it would change even their lives, just reading that prayer over them. You know, my youngest daughter goes into nursing homes, and she just reads the word and says prayers over them, and it's just amazing. What
right?
And she just started doing that, and she had it on her heart to do it, and it's just been an amazing blessing, not only to her but to the adults.
Right, amen.
Especially if they've never had anything like that. And I don't know what the heck happened to Numbers here. Oh,
by the way, that's verses 24 through 26.
24, okay. All right.
Well, let me just pray this over you.
Okay.
It says, this speak on, and the Lord, this is a command from the Lord. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, this is what... A command from the Lord to Moses. Speak unto Aaron and to his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So you would kind of say, hey, what's the person, the one foster child's first name?
Khadijah.
Khadijah. Oh, so Khadijah, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, and you could embellish a little bit and make it glow and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance on thee and change you into the image of Christ. And give you peace, still that storm that's within you, spirit, soul, and body. And they shall, and God shall put his name upon, it's a girl, right?
Yes.
Upon her. Lord, we declare your name upon her, and that you will bless her. And that name of healing is Jehovah Rapha. So you could say, Jehovah Rapha, you are the Lord that healeth this young girl in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And embellish it with any name and just personalize it to her. And I'll bet you she'll change before you know it. And it'll be something. And it'll go out about you how you're able to turn. It'll be a miracle how you're able to turn. Something that's really difficult into a blessing. Because she will
Amen.
Become a blessing.
Amen.
She'll become a blessing. And God will bless your life for doing it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate it. Okay. So
anything
the man's name is George Mueller? Missionary.
It was George Mueller, M-U-E-L-L-E-R. George?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, if you look it up on Google
right.
or something like that,
yeah.
if you look it up, you know, it'll pop up. You'll see, images of a an Abe Lincoln-looking kind of guy. He has a chin beard, but it's white.
Okay.
And that's George Mueller. But you should definitely read up on him and see what the Lord did for him. I mean, Gina, can I tell you a quick story? Take 30
seconds.
Well,
minutes. I just want to let you know, I'm just looking him up, and he had a prayer. He's got a prayer.
Amen.
This is what it
okay.
said. Let me just see. It says, there was a day when I died, utterly died. I died to George Mueller, his opinions, preferences, taste, and will. I died to the world, his approval or censure. I died to the approval or blame, even of my brethren and friends, and since then I have only to show myself approved to God. George Mueller.
Mm. Amen.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Brad. I'm sorry. I just looked that thing up.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I was going to tell you, Jill, just to show you the kind of things that God did in his life. At one point, he and his wife sat down all the orphans that they had in their home for breakfast, and they didn't have any food left. And it was breakfast time. I mean, they needed something right then. And his wife said, "What are we going to do?" He said, "We're going to thank God for our food." And they sat the kids down, and he prayed the blessing. And just as they were saying amen, a knock came to the door. Here there was a baker with his bread cart outside. I don't know if the wheel on the cart broke or what, but this man had an entire wagon full of bread because his wagon had broken down. And he said, "I need to unload this. Do you want this bread?" And he gave him bread, and all of a sudden somebody comes with milk, enough for 30 children. Just as they get done praying. And things like this happened all the time. And, I mean, they never worked with a savings account or anything. It was all done by faith. Money would come in as it was needed. And, I mean, this guy ran a huge orphanage. It's incredible. And it was all by faith to God.
You should see it. They got kids, little guys with little white uniforms on. If you go on the internet, look them up. It's really cute. They're like, it's just like a little preschool, what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
It was more than that. And here's another prayer. He says, "Answers to Prayer is a classic faith builder book by George Mueller. The book is actually a journal of Mr. Mueller's life, a man who was so obedient to God that he saw the impossible become possible."
I believe.
That's wonderful.
I believe.
Well, there you go.
I appreciate it. I'm gonna look it up, and I appreciate everything, the prayers, the direction, and I pray God continue to bless y'all also.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for calling in. And let us know how you make, give us a good testimony. And
amen.
God bless you, and we're expecting the best. We're expecting a miracle.
And the best is what's going to happen, and a miracle is going to happen. Thank you. All right.
Yeah. All right. Good night. God bless.
Good night.
God bless you.
God bless.
Well, Brad, it's you and me. We can end in a prayer. You can do the salvation prayer, and we can end it.
I'm game for whatever, if you want to do that or if you want to read another teaching. Or
no, I think we should end it.
You want to end it? Okay.
ABCs, your ABC.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, the Jacksons.
I'm not singing. Forget it. All right. Well, folks, if there's anyone who was listening tonight, or if there's anyone listening to this as an archive, and you've never made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, or perhaps you did know him at one time, but you've since walked away, and you're saying, how can I get saved, or how can I come back home? It's not a hard thing. I know it may seem difficult right now, but it's simple. It's as easy as the ABCs you learned when you were in kindergarten, ABC 1, 2, 3. First of all, you have to A, acknowledge that you're a sinner and you need a Savior, and his name is Jesus. You have to B, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was born of a virgin, lived a perfect sinless life for 33 years, died on a cross for our sins, was buried in a borrowed tomb, and rose from the dead 3 days later. And now he's seated at the right hand of God the Father in heaven. Then you have to see, confess all of these things with your mouth, that you believe this in your heart, and then it's done. You're forgiven,
everything in your life has been cleaned, and you're made part of the family of God. And the angels in heaven will rejoice with you. The Bible says there is more rejoicing over a single soul that comes home than over all the rest. God goes out and he looks for that one and leaves the 99 to find that one. And when he finds him, there's great rejoicing. So go for it. Make that choice. Jesus is waiting for you. And if you've made that choice tonight, please get on the website, askthedreamer.com, or find G.R. Hill on Facebook, and let us know that you made Jesus your Lord and Savior. And more than that, tell someone that you know that you made the choice to follow Jesus. We're glad to hear from you. Askthedreamer.com, G.R. Hill on Facebook. We love you. God bless you. G.R.?
Well, I just want to finish up. Some people called in from Monday, which had to do with prayer cloth. And one of the things, I've been off for a couple months, Brad and I have been off, and God, seeking God for direction, and the direction he gave us is to send out prayer cloth. It's a prayer cloth ministry to anyone free that needed a point of contact where two or more are gathered together agreeing. That would be Brad and I agreeing with that person on that prayer cloth, anointed prayer cloth, to bring about your healing, just like Paul did in Acts 19. So we just are offering up a prayer cloth. If you happen to come in and listen to the archives and you would like a prayer cloth and like a specific need met, go to Dreamer on Facebook, Dreams, Supernatural End Time Unction to Function. That's my another dream site I have besides AskTheDreamer.com. And you can send me a private confidential message once you become a member and tell me what your need is. Give me your address and ask for a prayer cloth, and I will send it to you after Brad and I pray for it. So that's an option if you're interested in that. We've had several over the last week. There's a really nice backlog, if you will, a nice number that we have to get together and send out as we're praying and putting a little small letter together and sending it out. We're trying to get all that together right now. It had a tremendous response. So we've got some work to do, but we'll get it out within the next couple weeks. So if you're interested in prayer cloth, Dreamer, Dreams, Supernatural End Time Unction to Function, which is on Facebook, it's a group, and send me a message and I'll get it out to you. So that's it. I'd like to thank everyone who called in. I'd like to thank everyone Monday who called in. I want to thank the Lord and the Holy Spirit for direction and guidance and for giving us an opportunity to be able to use this technology, internet technology, to give the voice of God to those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying. So good night, God bless, and may the Lord be with you always. In Jesus' name we pray. There it is. Good night.
Amen. Good night.